Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.648 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. General Mark Milley, is he a modern-day Benedict Arnold? That is now the question. And Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, what did they know and when did they know it? 617-266-6868. John in Boston. Thanks for holding, John, and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Cooner. How are you today?
Very good. How are you, John?
I am very well, thank you. You know, this should not be an issue that requires even a marginally intelligent person to conclude that General Milley needs to go. You know, the role of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is really clear under USC 10, I think it's section 163 or 165, I think it's 163. Anyway, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, from an organizational perspective, reports directly to the Secretary of Defense, who reports to the president. So any conversations that he had outside of that chain of command has to be approved by the chain of command. So your question of who knew what when is very relevant, but that's an aside. He needs to be removed. He just needs to resign for the good of the country. There was nothing that permitted him to have that kind of a conversation with anybody within the government of China without a direct order to do so. And also, if you know, and again, I'm saying this, I should have predicated this with saying, this is all based on what Bob Woodward says, right? So yes, Bob Woodward made his bones with Watergate and so forth, but he's not a real credible guy. Let's be honest here, okay? We've had 50 years of discovering that he's not necessarily a very credible guy, and he will say what he has to say to get paid. So, but if any of this is true, you know, the fact that Woodward has to say it makes me tend to think it might be, right? Because he's on their team. It, you know, it's like coming out of the huddle in the Super Bowl and yelling out to the defense that it's going to be a pass, know? So, you know, that's what Woodward did, right? So, you know, they need to look into this, but Milley needs to resign. He needs to be gone by the end of business today, Eastern Standard Time. I mean, I don't understand why this is even a thought for anybody. You know, Pelosi should be screaming because he violated her confidence. I'm sure he wasn't supposed to say anything to Woodward about any conversations he had with her. I mean, this whole thing is just crazy. And the Uniform Code of Military Justice has three or four avenues where they can punish this guy and take his retirement from him.
John, I want to play a clip just to reinforce what you're saying about Bob Woodward. And then I want to ask you a very important question. Roll cut 6B, Christian.
I don't know if they have him on tape saying this, but I found Woodward and I found his cohorts to be extremely dishonorable people. That's why I didn't do an interview with him. I think he's highly overrated. This guy is one of the most overrated guys. He's a sleaze.
So that's Trump talking about Woodward. They wanted his take because they told Trump, this is what we're going to write in the book. This is what Milley did. Do you want to give us your point of view? And he goes, I don't want to talk to you guys anymore. So that's why he's saying I didn't talk to Woodward for his upcoming book. Now, John, let me play devil's advocate because this is now the line of attack. CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, many Democrats are lining up squarely behind Milley. So they're assuming the story is true, but they're defending him. And the way they're defending him is that, especially in the wake of January 6th, that Trump was unstable, Trump was unhinged, Trump was a demagogue who wanted to be a dictator to overturn the results of the November election. And so according to them, Milley saved the country. Milley saved the republic by actually preventing a coup that Trump wanted to implement. Listen now to Andrea Mitchell. I'm just going to use her as an example. This is Andrea Mitchell saying, no. We had a crazy warmonger in the White House. He was going on about the China virus. He was blaming China for the coronavirus. Milley saved us from World War III. Roll cut 7, Christian.
Milley's first call last October 30th was prompted by intelligence that China thought the U.S. was prepared to attack because U.S. carriers had carried out military exercises in the South China Seas, and Trump was berating China for the coronavirus. 2 days after the January 6th insurrection, Milley calls General Lee again. Woodward and Costa write, Lee remained unusually rattled, putting the two nations on the knife edge of disaster.
So, according to Andrea Mitchell, Trump was putting us on the knife's edge of a disaster. So Milley saved the country and the world. What say you?
You have to be kidding me. He saved Noba. First of all, his first conversation was in October prior to the election. So their whole argument about how him preemptively stepping in to save the country because Trump was so beside himself because he lost, it hadn't happened yet. So, and also those military exercises were before, there were some before the election that when they were, you know, sending their signals about Taiwan, and we had these planned military exercises that got canceled. And if Woodward's to be believed, then Milley canceled that, you know, solely with, you know, his own decision making or for whatever. I don't know that I necessarily believe that. I think a lot of this has to come out. I think Woodward, obviously, we're talking about his book, right? He's going to make another few million bucks. I'm sure the pre-orders for this online are through the ceiling. You know, so he doesn't care whether it's true or not. If he made it up while he was in the shower in his head, he doesn't care, because when he closes his eyes, he just keeps seeing that cash register ring up. But I'm telling you, Milley needs to go.
John, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868. CJ in Boston. Thanks for holding, CJ, and welcome.
And thank you for taking the call, Jeff.
Hi.
First and foremost, it must be made clear that as a military man, he falls under the UCMJ first, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. If these allegations are true, he needs to be prosecuted by the military. Pelosi and everyone else, every general involved needs to be prosecuted. They need to be prosecuted by the military court. But what is the UCMJ? What does it mean to these people? It means absolutely nothing. They're ignoring the Constitution on a daily basis. We must remember, 4 Americans slaughtered in Benghazi. Most recently, 13, and they knew 12 hours before they were going to attack that gate in Afghanistan. They were killed. This is the road that the Democratic Party is traveling on. But the most important point I would like to make here is that after vilifying the police across this country, what the Democratic Party is doing now, they are not only using the mainstream media and corporate America as their weapon. They now want to use the United States military as their own personal security and their own security to get their agenda across the line. And that can't be allowed to happen. Your resignation is out of the question. Congress demanding a resignation is out of the question. This is a military matter. You know, you have often said that this country is made up of the rule of law. That rule of law has long gone and long passed with our inability to worship in church or in our temples or in our synagogues, to walk freely as healthy people, healthy people. This is what the Democrats want. It's all control, and they want to control the military. And just let me finally say this. Anyone who cares about democracy in America and about freedom, and about their grandparents and their grandfathers coming to this country, building the greatest country in America, you need to be in front of the State House on the 26th of this month at 1 o'clock for that rally sponsored by the Boston Broadside. And may I mention this, Jeff? This Sunday, on the 19th, there is a Wounded Vet Run sponsored by Post 6 that leaves Boston Harley-Davidson. We are expecting 8,000 to 10,000 motorcyclists to show up there for the most wounded veterans in Massachusetts. And I would invite them to show up a week later in front of the State House, not only to show your support for those wounded veterans that gave so much for this country, but for the very freedom that they fought and died for.
God bless you, CJ. CJ, God bless you. And again, thank you for your service. 617-266-6868. Look, that's why that Boston Broadside rally, the Freedom Rally, which I will be speaking at, I'll be the keynote speaker, Sunday, September 26th, 1 p.m., right in front of the State House. I am urging all of you to come. We now need to make our voices heard before it's too late. It's before it's too late. And I'm inviting everyone, especially the vets and the wounded vets, to come. Everyone, of course, but the veterans and the wounded vets above all. Let's make our stand and let's make it now. Now, there are many things about Millie, just quickly, because I want to go to the blazing phone lines, that I find incredibly disturbing. Number one, where according now to the book, he meets with senior military officers. This is now in the wake of January 6th. And he tells them, you no longer take any orders from the President of the United States, Trump. If he orders a military attack, you ignore. He wants the access to the nuclear code, you ignore. You come to me, and together we will decide whether we will follow or not follow that order. And then he makes them swear an oath to him, to Millie. Ay, ay, ay. Now, if it's true, again, you have to underline the word if because it's Bob Woodward, but if it's true, that's a military coup. The military, it's a junta. The military is now running the United States of America. Now, this is the same guy. And by the way, when he meets with Pelosi, he tells her, I agree with you on everything. Not just when she's calling Trump crazy, but how we need to have Biden in power, how we need to have the Democrats in power. Whatever happened to the nonpartisan military? It doesn't matter which party wins the election. You loyally serve that administration. This guy's a freaking party hack. He's the one who's pushing critical race theory in the military. He's the one that has them reading these insane books about how Trump supporters are the real enemies. Conservatives are the real enemies. White America and white Americans are the real cancer and the real enemy of America. Forgive me. That the biggest threat we face is, quote, the angry white male. This loser who presided over that disaster in Afghanistan? Mr. Woke? Mr. Critical Race Theory? Mr. Whites Are Evil? This is what it takes now to become the top general, the top guy in our military command? So CJ is 1,000% correct. What you're seeing now is the corruption and takeover of the entire leadership of our military by the Democratic Party. And that strikes at the very heart of our most sacred, sacrosanct principle, civilian command over the military. And now you've got Democrats. I mean, this is beyond dangerous. I'm being honest with you. They're lining up one after another. They're defending Millie. MSNBC, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. Now they're sending out Democrat after Democrat. They're not even saying it's not true. They're saying, no. We defend him. He did the right thing. Because Trump was a unique evil. Trump was a unique danger. He was going to blow up the whole world. He was going to nuke China. He was going to unleash American troops on the streets. He was going to overturn the election. I mean, the garbage that they are spinning. Well, it's like calling Larry Elder a white supremacist, frankly. You're living in a parallel, insane Twilight Zone universe. So listen now. Here, listen to this. Here is Democratic Congressman John Garamendi, okay, on CNN. Listen to this. Defending Milley. Listen to this. Roll cut eight, Christian.
Trump was unhinged by the election, by his loss in the election, and he displayed that clearly from the evening of the election right on through to today. And he remains unstable with regard to his election loss. He clearly was deeply engaged in January 6th insurrection. He brought those people, he encouraged them to come, and he then encouraged them to march on the Capitol. All of that is known. The investigations of all of this are underway now.
So in other words, Milley stopped the madman. Milley's a hero. Well, no, he did what he had to do, because if he wasn't in bed with the Chi-Coms and if he wasn't subverting Trump, we'd have World War III. Now, think about this. They're now saying that a military general can substitute his judgment for that of the president of the United States, and it's okay. Do you understand how incredibly dangerous that is? Because what you're now saying is, we will allow the military to run this country and to override civilian control if ever a top general deems that he thinks the president is unstable or unhinged. Here's what you do. If you feel that strongly about it, you resign. If he gives an order that you think is unlawful or dangerous, you resign. And by resigning, it causes such a massive public and media firestorm. Everybody, oh my God, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs so disagreed that that person resigned. Then you put an immediate spotlight on the issue and you let the American people weigh in and decide. But it's not your call to make. Whether you think the president should be president, should not be president, should be attacking China, should not be attacking China, that's not your call. This is not a military dictatorship. And the Democrats are now supporting this? Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. 617-266-6868. Johnny in Foxborough. Thanks for holding, Johnny, and welcome.
Morning, Jeff.
Hi.
CJ, Wilson, Boston, you guys are the best.
Johnny, you're muffling your phone. We can barely hear you, Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Now you're loud and clear. Please, go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, Jeff. I just wanted to say CJ and Russ from Boston, those guys are the best, man. I'll tell you that. Jeff, this is the final straw. The military, this works out for them. The military takes over. God help us all. And Milley, I don't know, Jeff. This seems to me a man from privilege. All through the ranks, prep school, Belmont Hill, right up the ranks. Get what you want. Don't work for nothing. Handed everything, and this is what ends up happening with somebody like this. Jeff, what kills me is this state is where it all started. It all began. They come here, they embarrass us, use us, move on, and do more destruction nationwide. And they join the crew. They join the upper crew. This state has so much pride going for it, but when these carpetbaggers and disrespectful, you know what, come here and ruin our state and move on. You don't know how many people I know out of state that rib me, but they mean it. Warren, Markey,
Edward, if you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
The whole bunch of them. I went to go see Warren a couple of weeks ago with a friend of mine. I thought I was in the. I thought I was having a nightmare, Jeff. They separated us. They had her flunkies in front of her, and us to the side, and we got treated like second class citizens. Jeff, I never served in any. I didn't serve in the service, but I'll tell you, I'm going down swinging, and I mean it. I got kids. I got grandsons. I got friends. I got kids and grandkids. And I'm fighting for them because if we don't act and move now, I hate to say that phrase, we're all done, Jeff.
Johnny, if not us, who? If not now, when? Johnny, I hope you can make it Sunday, September 26th, 1 p.m. in front of the State House. It's time for a Mother Freedom Rally. Thank you for that call. Sponsored by the Boston Broadside. 617-266-6868. Kevin in East Bridgewater. Thanks for holding, Kevin, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm furious. What has happened down there is treason. And it's not just Milley. It's all those generals who knew it and didn't stand up. It's Pelosi who knew it and didn't stand up. It's Schumer who is not saying a thing, but he knew it and we know it. Okay, I'll be there on the 26th. And I hope every red-blooded American citizen will join us. I mean, this is treasonous what's going on down there. And the Republicans who don't stand up and shout and demand action need to get out of Congress. All right, this is terrible. I think it's coming to an armed insurrection, and I'm ready for it. I've had enough. I'm sorry, Jeff. I've lost my cool. This
you have
is
nothing,
terrible,
Kevin. You have nothing
on.
To apologize for. What you're expressing now are the emotions and feelings of most of the country. Kevin,
CJ is the best. He's the best.
Oh, yeah. No, the callers on this show are the best. CJ's the best. Russ is the best. Johnny's the best. You're the best. You honestly, the callers on this show are the best. This regime is going down.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This is a scandal. They're not getting out of this one. There's no way they're getting out of this one. And you know what I love about it, Kevin? It exposes all of them. Because it's not just that they didn't speak out. They were in on it. Pelosi was urging him to do it. So that means she's part of the conspiracy. I guarantee you she didn't do anything without Schumer. And then those two didn't do anything without Biden. I guarantee it. So what we're now witnessing is the conspiracy of the Democrats with the deep state to implement a coup and overthrow a sitting president of the United States as they're colluding with communist China. I mean, we got them. And now it's time for us to expose all of it. All of it. I never thought our own generals were traitors. I was wrong. Trump has even exposed them. Kevin, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I want to quickly reset. Bombshell is not even the word. Stunning book out by Bob Woodward, alleging now that Mark Milley subverted and worked behind President Trump's back. Is he a traitor? Your calls next. .718 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Okay, if true, we are now looking at a monster scandal. General Mark Milley now in the hot seat. Is he a traitor? Rand Paul now says he needs to be court-martialed. Agree, disagree. 617-266-6868. Barbara in Sudbury. Thanks for holding, Barbara, and welcome.
Hi. I'm so upset about this, but I'm afraid that the media is not going to cover it. But anyways, wasn't Milley in charge of us leaving Afghanistan?
Yes.
And we left all of our equipment there, knowing that probably China was going to get it. And isn't that, I'm just thinking outside the box here, but I find that to be horrific also.
Well, now, look, I think there has to be an investigation. And I'm not saying this to, like, deflect from the issue. Really, there needs to be a real serious investigation. I want to know if he's on the take. I really want to know if this man is now on the take, because the way you got to read the transcript of the exchange between him and the general, according to Bob Woodward, I mean, they're buddies. Him and this top general, they're like best friends. And the general from the Chinese side is not saying, yeah, we'll give you an advance warning. It's all on our end. Our guy is telling them, hey, if we ever attack you, we'll let you know in advance. And I'll do everything in my power to make sure we never attack you. General Lai, or Lee, how he pronounced his name, General Lee doesn't say, yeah, we'll do the same. So it's like Biden with the Chi-Coms. It's all one way. And you're right. That's a brilliant point, Barbara. $85 billion of our most sophisticated, technologically advanced military equipment and hardware we left behind on a silver platter to the Taliban, and now we know that communist China has swooped in and gotten much of it. He's a traitor. He's a traitor. The only question now is he a mole? And if he's a mole, an actual mole for the communist Chinese, now, what about the other commanders around him? I mean, I have to ask. How deep then does Chinese penetration and infiltration go? That's what I find stunning. Yes, you have Pelosi colluding with him. You have the Democrats colluding with him. But now you've got that whole new avenue with communist China. Now, Woodward reports two calls. Again, if all this is true, okay, I'll underline that. If, were there only two? Or were there more calls? How many times did he go around Trump's back? How many times did he set up secret back channels with the top general and the military command in China? How long was this going on? He says the first call, according to Woodward, was 4 days before the election in November. Is that true? I mean, it may not. I mean, we're just assuming it's true. Why do we have to look into all of this now? And I want to look at his freaking bank accounts. Or, to be more specific, because we know how the game is played, I want to know if children, family members, cousins, nephews, I want to look at their bank accounts, a la Hunter Biden, a la Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, because that's how they spread the graft and the money around. 617-266-6868. 6868 is the number. By the way, Millie is the biggest buffoon you'll ever find. He wears all of these ridiculous medals on his chest. He hasn't won one battle. Look at pictures of General Eisenhower. Look at Patton. Look at pictures of MacArthur. Okay, I'm just giving you examples. Victory after victory after victory. Battle after battle. Hell, war after war. And they have nowhere near as many medals on their chest as this guy does. He's what they call in the Commonwealth countries up in Canada and Britain, a parade general. You know, for the parades, have all the medals. That's all he's good for. 6-1, and now apparently implementing a coup against the sitting president of the United States. 617-266-6868. Zachary in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Zachary, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Love the show. First time caller.
Welcome, Zachary.
Thank you. Just like to say, or a question rather, these news networks, CNN, the crap news network, if they think President Trump is coming unhinged, what do they think of this embarrassment clown of a president we have now?
They love him, Zachary. They can't stop defending him. They can't stop protecting him and lionizing him.
It's embarrassment. It really is, and it's very disappointing. We have to get rid of him. Thank you for your time, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Zachary. 617-266-6868. In fact, listen now. Here's Congressman Democrat John Garamendi. He's on CNN, the crap news network, with Allison Camerota. And again, I cited you Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC. They're all doing it. They're turning Millie now into a hero. Listen now to this. Roll cut 8A, Christian.
I mean, I'm talking about what General Milley did. You think that that's legitimate, that he would call a secret meeting and say, don't listen to the commander in chief, basically?
I believe that Milley would do that. Now, did he do it? Well, that remains to be seen. But what I know of that general and his role as chief of staff is that he would call a meeting given the concerns of an unhinged president at that period of time.
I sound believable. Here, let's flip it. Why didn't Milley call a secret meeting of all the military officers and said, we're not going to do this disastrous overnight withdrawal in Afghanistan? I will not allow 2,400 of our troops, of our boys and girls, our men and women who died in that war, for their sacrifice to be in vain. I am not going to surrender Afghanistan to the very animals who are responsible for the 9/11 terrorist attacks. No. We are going to obstruct this president. We are going to ignore his orders. We are not going to evacuate the military before the civilians. And by God, we're not going to hand over $85 billion of our top military hardware. I will not abide by this order. And I'm setting up a secret meeting. You pledge an oath to me. And nothing gets done without my say-so. Now, if he did that, you think Garamendi? You think CNN? You think the Democrats would be saying, that's our Milley? No, they'd be calling for his head on a platter. He's a traitor. And it's time he be prosecuted as such. There's a place up ahead. 7:30 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. You know, it's funny. I was just talking off air with Sandy and I said, Sandy, were you shocked when this story broke? And she said, look, I'm like you, Jeff. Maybe I'm just too naive, but I never thought chairman of the Joint Chiefs, top general, senior military commander. It's out of a Hollywood movie. It's like 7 days in May. Would deliberately thwart and undermine and subvert a sitting president of the United States. Unconscionable. unconscionable. And, you know, basically, I don't like what Trump is doing. I don't like what the president is doing. So I'm going to do it my way.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And I'm going to ignore the president. And I'm going to make decisions on his behalf. Now, to me, there were reports, obviously, of the nuclear codes and Trump launching a nuclear war. And Milley didn't want him to have complete control over the nuclear button. And he spoke to Pelosi. There were already reports about that after the January 6th riot. To me, the most shocking of all are the two phone calls to the top general in China behind Trump's back and telling them straight out, we will not attack you. And if we ever did attack you, I would give you advance warning. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. That. Whoa, that's unheard of. That is unheard of. That is pure treason. 617-266-6868. Agree, disagree. Paul in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Paul, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. I wonder what the military protocols are for an elected president. For instance, Dementia Joe is convoluted in some way and judgmentally perhaps compromised. He used military force unconstitutionally, for example, Martian law at home. Or go for Saddam Hussein with fraudulent secret intelligence 20 years ago or so, and the general's lack of insight into what a psychological warfare operation is to deal with artificial islands and Oceania, compromisation and, China's whatever. When Article 25 takes some time to initiate and proceed. I have no idea what kind of protocols may or may not be available for anybody to use when a president will do something unconstitutional.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, Paul, that's a really, really good question, and thank you for that call. Now, look, and this will tie into my answer, I promise. This may shock many of you. Remember Alexander Vindman? The so-called whistleblower on the Trump-Ukraine phone call, right? This rabid anti-Trumper. Now, he actually answers the question. That's why I'm referencing Vindman. Vindman yesterday on Twitter came out and said, Milley must step down. Here's exactly what he wrote, quote, this is Vindman now. Again, this is the arch nemesis of Trump. Quote, if this is true, here's what he said on Twitter. General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority, broke the chain of command, and violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It is an extremely dangerous precedent. You can't simply walk away from that. Now, the Moonbats already were like challenging him, saying, I respectfully disagree, and Trump was this unique danger, and he was going to get us all killed. So Vindman responds to this, quote, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff always has the ability to resign rather than implement an awful or unlawful order. What is described here, meaning in the Woodward book, is wrong. Also, no one person is indispensable. There are half a dozen chiefs ready to step into that role. Now, in other words, okay, if you believe that the president is genuinely unhinged and unstable, and you think he's about to give a dangerous or unlawful order, just for the sake of argument, here's what you do. You resign. You resign. That's what you do. You fall on your sword, like many honorable military commanders and generals have done in the past. Nobody freaking resigns anymore because they all want the pension and the promotion and the extra stars. Now, why is this such a big deal? Because when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs says, I cannot abide by this, this so violates what I think is in the national interests of the United States, or this is so unethical or immoral, or I believe illegal, it would ignite a public media firestorm. And you can then, you're no longer constrained because you've now resigned. You can say, I believe the president is not fit to serve. And I believe the 25th Amendment should be invoked. And then you let the American people decide. And you create obviously massive attention, huge, people start debating the issue. And there's a lot of pressure then, and a spotlight is put. Is the president really in the right state of mind? And then it's up to the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. That's how we do things in this country. Instead, what this clown did, this Benedict Arnold did, this traitor did, was say, blank Trump. Blank the Constitution, blank the Republic, blank this democracy. I'm in charge. Who elected you? I'm going to call the Chi-Coms on my own back channel, behind the president's back. And I'm going to tell them we'll never attack you. And if we do, I'm going to leak to you all the classified information so you guys will have an advance so you'll be ready. I'm going to prevent Trump from making an order to strike at our enemies. I'm working with Nancy Pelosi. I'm working with the Democratic Party. Trump's not running the military. I'm running the military. He's not running the armed forces. I'm running the armed forces. What? He's the commander-in-chief of the military armed forces. Not you, him. That's why even Vindman is saying he broke the chain of command. He usurped civilian authority. You can't do that. Now, if you think the president is genuinely a loco, crazy, you resign. And you warn the people, believe me, it won't be ignored. It'll be a massive story. It'll be what everybody's talking about. Instead, he was operating as a key member of the deep state, in collusion with the Democrats, in collusion with Pelosi, in collusion with the Chi-Coms, and I believe in collusion with Biden. We're going to find out. To overthrow President Trump. That's what this is all about. Now, to me, we need a lot of answers to a lot of questions. A lot of answers to a lot of questions. Who was with you? Who collaborated and colluded with you? Was it just Pelosi? Or was it Schumer? Was it Kamala Harris? Was it Joe Biden? Who else was giving you orders? How many other times did you call the Chi-Coms? What else did you promise them? What did you get in return for all your promises? How deep does Chinese communist infiltration and influence go? Because we now know it goes right into the White House with Dementia Joe. 617-266-6868 is the number. And you know what's amazing to me? Amazing. If the Democrats allow this to slide, that means in the future, a general can superimpose his judgment over that of the president. The military will have the right to interfere in the civilian chain of command. That means we are no longer a republic and we are no longer a democracy. Are they that insane? Are they that consumed with Trump derangement syndrome that they're willing to allow this to stand? That to me is what's most chilling of all, is that many of them are okay with this. 617-266-6868. Brett in Honolulu. Thanks for holding, Brett, and welcome.
Jeff, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Brett?
First, I want to send you, Grace, Ashton, and Ava all the aloha that I have, because there's not a lot left in the CCP island of Hawaii.
Thank you. Thank you,
but
Brett.
Then again, a big mahalo to all you're doing. As a 24 or 26-year veteran, this, while it's not as shocking as you might think, I mean, wasn't Millie the one that wanted to know what white rage was?
Yes.
You know, he's going to feel the rage of the military. I mean, his actions are a slap in the face of every military service member from the ones right below him down to the E-1. You know, we have trained.
Brett, can you do me a big favor? I don't want to rush you. I want to take your call on the other side, and I want to ask you, as a veteran, what you find most disturbing about Millie's behavior. Back with Brett, more with your calls next.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.